It's here. It's time. It's here. It's time. It's the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Let's go.
What's going on, y'all? This is Bishop Kevin Foreman. Welcome to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. I am your host, none other than Bishop Kevin Foreman. Just like George, just not a bunch of children running around. Listen, this is not your ordinary radio show. I'm not your ordinary pastor, not your ordinary preacher. And this is Uncommon Gospel Radio, which is not your ordinary gospel radio network. Big shout out to all of you. Thanks so much for your love and support for the show. We're just a few weeks in and y'all are loving it. And so we just want to say thank you. Gracias in Espanol. We're so glad that you're watching. So glad that you're being blessed. So glad that your life is being impacted. Listen, guys, I want you to connect with me on social media. Yes. Let's get social. Come and talk to me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All of them are Bishop Foreman, B-I-S-H-O-P. F-O-R-E-M-A-N, B-I-S-H-O-P-F-O-R-E-M-A-N, as well as, excuse me, on Snapchat, you can go Dr. Dr. Kevin Foreman. Now, y'all already know I ain't on Snapchat that much because I think it is virtually the same thing as Instagram stories. So I'm on Instagram a whole lot. Connect with me over there. Listen, we have had some really, really incredible shows so far. I mean, we've talked about breaking generational curses, love, sex, and relationships. People who sometimes say they're spiritual, but not into church. Those who feel like they've had what, quote unquote, is called church hurt. So many things. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think is really, really super important today. And it's actually grief. Now, before you say, Bishop Foreman, I'm not grieving. Everything's good. I haven't lost a loved one. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because grief is a topic that a lot of people do not even understand they're grieving. I want to submit to you that most people you know are grieving. Hear me. And don't even know it. I want to submit to you that most people you know, probably even you, are grieving over something and you don't even know that you are grieving. So we're going to talk about it today because maybe what you're calling a spiritual attack or oppression, depression, whatever, maybe it is just the process of grief. And so today, we're going to keep it real like we always do on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show so that you are able to be healed. That's what I am all about, results in your life and you being able to see healing. And the only way you're going to be able to see healing is you first got to keep it real. I think one of the saddest things about culture today, particularly in America, of course, we're sure you can watch this show or, excuse me, listen to this show from anywhere across America and around the world. But specifically for American culture, is that we have learned the art of acting. We've learned and mastered and perfected how to fake it until you make it. And here's what I want to challenge us all this year, and especially through today's show, is let's stop faking it. Let's be it. Let's not talk about it. Let's be about it. Let's not talk the talk. Let's walk the walk this year. Can I tell you something about this year that you're in, 2019? You know, the number 9 is a very significant number in what's called biblical numerology. That's the study of the spiritual significance of numbers in your life. And 9 is the number, watch this, of fruitfulness. Wow. It's a number of results. It's a number where you're going to possess what you've prayed for. You're going to see what you've sown. That's really significant because the year is prophesying to you. Do you hear me? The year is actually speaking something into existence for you simply based on the number itself. You know, not only does it mean fruitfulness, it means the ending of a cycle. Wow. 9 says that cycles, and cycles are significant because cycles mean circles. Whenever there's a cycle present in your life, it often means that there's a circle in your life where you're busy, but you're not productive. It's kind of like running on a treadmill. It's you put out a whole lot of energy, but guess what? After you didn't put all that sweat out and you didn't done all that huffing and puffing, guess what? You didn't go anywhere. I want to tell you right here today that that's not what 2019 is going to be for you. It is going to be a year where you are productive, not just busy. It's going to be a year where your cycles come to an end and the circles that you've been in come to an end. That number 9 is also the number of birthing. It's the number of birthing something. You're going to give birth to a better, improved version of yourself and a better, improved version of your life. You're going to be a better Christian. And if you're not one, I'm going to believe that that relationship between you and Jesus is going to be restored. Today, yes, today, you're going to be a better Christian, a better mom, better dad, better father, better whatever, better business owner. If you serve in church, better servant, better leader, better pastor, better CEO, whatever it is you do, you better hear me clearly. This year, it's going to be the best version of you. I need you to say that with me right now. This year, say it with me. This year will be the best year of my life yet. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like you mean it. Say it one more get with me. This year will be the best year of my life yet. Yes, it will be. There's a song that talks about today will be the best day of my life. That's coming up right here, right now on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
you believe it, come on, open your mouth. You don't believe it because there's not a praise behind what you believe.
What up, though? This is Bishop Foreman. Welcome back to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. This is not your ordinary praise. I am not your ordinary radio show host, not your ordinary preacher. Listen, today we are talking about grief. And before you say, I'm not grieving, everything's good, I'm changing the station because I do not have this problem, I want to submit to you that most people are grieving and don't even know it. Wow. Most people are grieving and don't even know it. Now, listen, guys, I want to hear your feedback because this is going to be very eye-opening for most people because most people don't even realize nor recognize that they're grieving until somebody points it out. It's almost like it's what we call the paradox of grief. Because you can be grieving by something that's a positive life change. So let me give you some reasons why you can be grieving and not know it. And today, what we're going to do is keep it real so we can be healed today. And so today, it's just me and you. Let's pretend like me and you are having a one-on-one therapy session, a one-on-one therapy session. And what we're going to do is you just lay back on the couch and you just let this heal and flow. All right. Let's just pretend like that. All right. So check this out. You can grieve. Grieving is our natural response to loss. All right. Now, you can grieve from the loss of a loved one, being diagnosed with a chronic or terminal disease, disability, from an accident or illness, divorce, or knowing that one is coming, breakups from long-term relationships and friendships, miscarriage or stillbirth, the birth of a child with a birth defect, a diagnosis of infertility, learning your child has a behavior problem, learning that there is a learning disability or substance abuse or some type of disorder with your child, moving from a familiar home, losing a job, or having the inability to produce a substantial income, loss of independence if you got to move back with a relative or your mom or your dad or move back with family. If you lose a car, if you lose your status in a particular organization, an act of violence or even a natural desire, any type of loss, we can enter the grieving process. Now, this is deep because let's tell the truth. Out of any given day, week, month, year of our lives, we all experience some type of loss. Maybe it's not as quote unquote significant as some of the things I mentioned, but loss of any kind triggers grief. So check this out. If you lose a jacket, if you lose $10, right? If you lose a bet, if you lose because you thought you could depend on a certain person and that person's undependable now, any type of loss and something that triggers grief. And that's super important because you may think you're exempt from grief. Watch this, because you've learned how to be strong. Let me talk to the people who you are always used to being so strong and you're always used to being so aggressive and so passionate and all of that, which is awesome. But sometimes you can be grieving and not know it. And here's the trip about grief, y'all. The paradox of grief is that you can also enter into grief by loss that's related to a normal, watch this, seemingly positive life change. Check it out. The birth of a child. Well, the loss is the loss of independence. So you grieve. Isn't that crazy? You can have a new child, and you see this all the times with more formal diagnosis of certain issues that women may run into post birth of a child. Here's another one. Retirement age and maturing, right? When you get up, as you start, escalating and matriculating from a chronological standpoint, and as you're getting older, you can have a loss of physical strength and a loss of what you deem to be a youthful appearance, right? Marriage, you can get married, which should be happy, right? You should be happy that you're married, but the loss there is a loss of independent decision-making because now when you're doing things, it's us as opposed to just me. And so now things can change. And so you can have what's called a paradox of grief. It's really amazing. You could start school, right? And it's the loss of the comfort of home and familiar surroundings. You can get a new job, and now what you've lost is the comfort of your old job. Are you hearing me? You can be grieving, and when you're grieving, and you don't even know it, grieving people cause people to grieve. And I am convinced that many people are grieving and don't even know it. And their grief is making them act out without any regard for consequence. Because grief, hear me, y'all, is one of the major sources of unnecessary failure. It's why teens act out, why relationships fail, why friendships fail, why people miss great opportunities, why people are filled with uncontrollable anger and so on. And listen, I want to hear from you. I want you to get social with me. Talk to me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I want to ask you this question. Do you think there's some areas where you've experienced loss and could be grieving and don't even know it? All you got to do is just tell me yes. And if you want to tell me the area, I want to hear that too. You can tweet me at Bishop Foreman, Facebook me at Bishop Foreman, Instagram. You know, you can just do an Insta story or something, whatever. Just say at Bishop Foreman. Because today I want you and everybody you know that might be grieving. We're going to see healing happen in your life today. Can you believe it? It is time for a little healing music to flow our way. I'm going to be right back. Listen to this incredible music that's going to speak healing into your life. And y'all, we got some more territory to cover right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see. Desperate for you. Now let your glory settle here. Y'all help me say, purify our hearts, Lord. It's real simple, church. Say, purify.
Purify our hearts.
Ask him to sanctify my heart.
Sanctify.
We need you. You say it. Come on.
Oh, Lord, we need you.
Come on.
We need to see you.
We're desperate
for you.
Hey.
Now let your glory settle here.
Right here. Responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down. But you gotta say it out of your own mouth. Say it, say it.
Settle down. Oh. Throw your weight around.
Here's why we need you to do it. Here's why. We need to see a sign. We need to see a wonder.
So now I pour out
to commune with you. Oh, how you tell me I belong to you, then I am your own.
Hey, y'all, this is Bishop Foreman. You're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Listen, holla at me. Let me know where you're watching from. Hit me up on Twitter, at Bishop Foreman, or Facebook, at Bishop Foreman, Instagram, at Bishop Foreman. And if you just want to snap me, if you want me to go look at that red thing on top of Snapchat, fine. I'm just messing with you. Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, y'all, we've been talking about grief and about how many people are grieving and don't even know it. And we talked about how you can be grieving from loss that we might all deem negative. The breakup, loss of a loved one, being diagnosed with a sickness, act of violence, natural disaster, you know, something like that. But we also talked about the paradox of grief, where you can be grieving over something good. You can get a new job and be grieving because you lost the comfort of knowing everything like your old job. You can get a new car and be grieving because you lost, comfort. Sometimes we're grieving and don't know it. And it's the source of unnecessary failure. It's why people act out, why relationships fail, why friendships fail. People miss great opportunities. People are filled with uncontrollable anger and so on. Because the deception, y'all, of grief is that it hides itself, because as humans, we never like to feel weak. Wow. We never like to feel weak, y'all. We like to feel strong. We don't like being Clark Kent. We like being Superman. I need somebody to say that's right or something. Talk back to me, y'all, like we at church. I need you to know that for many of us, we don't like to feel weak. And because we don't like to feel weak, grief is like a sniper. It hides itself and then pop, it sabotages with one bullet. And that bullet is the old feelings of grief from loss, and it's triggered by current experiences. I'm going to say it again. That bullet is old feelings of grief that are triggered by current experiences. So you could be grieving about multiple things at the same time and be at different stages in the grieving process. And many people never heal before they enter into something new. I want to pause right here. Many people never heal from past relationships before they get in new ones. They never heal from past friendships until they get in new ones. They never heal from past stuff, and then they get a new stuff. So they bring that baggage with them. And I'm going to need you to make this declaration. Do it with me right now. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're at the gym and you think people are going to look at you crazy because you're talking. Listen, better to get healed than to sit there and be phony and not be able to walk in what God has ordained. I want you to say it with me. Say, I refuse to stay stuck in grief. Say it with me. I refuse to stay stuck in grief. One more time. I refuse to stay stuck in grief. Now, check this out. Here's some symptoms of grief. And if you hear these symptoms, it may mean, and remember, you may think I'm good, I'm over that, I've moved on, I'm good. But I've discovered most people, as a pastor who has counseled hundreds, and I guess probably through cumulative, probably thousands of people, on a variety of subjects, most people are grieving. And we've learned how to function while grieving. We've learned how to lead while bleeding. We've learned how to keep making it happen while we're hurting. And while there's some goodness to that, that's an awesome trait to have, you also need to do yourself the favor to heal. Because hurting people, you want to know what they do to other people? They hurt people. And so let's look at some of these symptoms. All right. And again, if this is talking to you or you even have questions on the subject, I want you to hit me up on social media. You can at Bishop Foreman, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Ask your questions and I will respond. Guys, I am very responsive on social media. It may take me a little bit, but I am very responsive on social media. So I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. And in fact, if you think that some of this applies to you, there's something that I offer called one-on-one coaching sessions. And you can find out about those by simply texting the word Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T. That's the name of the church I pastor, Harvest Church. Harvest Church. And when you text Harvest to 59769, or you can go to harvestchurch.church and get our mobile app or on our website, you just click coaching. And you can set up a one-on-one session with me. And here's the awesome thing. The offering that you give for those one-on-one sessions goes to support Harvest Missions. And God is so awesome. We support a variety of missions work domestically and overseas. And to God be the glory, we've seen over $265,000 given away in part because of the offerings that come from those one-on-one sessions. So it's really awesome. So not only do you benefit from the one-on-one session, because literally they are power-packed sessions, but in addition to that, you get to change lives across America and around the world. So it's really awesome. All right. Physical symptoms of grief, disturbance in your sleep patterns. Wow. For some of y'all, you're like, why can't I sleep? Maybe it's trying to tell you you're grieving, man, and you don't know it. Fatigue. You're tired even though you do sleep. Restless. You can never get rest even though you sleep. Nausea. Pain and tension in your body. Your immune system isn't as strong. Now, you can probably tell if you know my voice, you can hear that there's a little something in my voice right now. I am getting 100%. I don't get ill very often. It's normally like once or twice a year. Let me tell you, it's normally because, side note, somebody didn't gave me something and they didn't sanitize before they gave it to me. And so I touched it and then touched my face or something like that. Because if you are around me, listen, y'all, don't talk about me. I have sanitizer everywhere. There's sanitizer in my office, in my bathroom, in my car, and in every room I go into at the church. There is sanitizer in there, you know, everywhere. It's in my jacket, it's in my bags, everywhere. So I try to be very diligent to stay healthy. But anyway, back to the symptoms of grief. You have a difficulty stopping activity. You keep going even when you need to stop. Or the inverse of that. You are inactive. You can't seem to get anything started. And even unusual clumsiness, right? Those are some physical symptoms of grief. Guess what? There's some emotional symptoms of grief, too. You can be crying and not know it. Sad, fear, anxiety, feeling numb, empty, loneliness, anger, helpless, irritable, a sense like you're observing or watching yourself, guilt, reduced confidence, lowered self-esteem, a loss of interest in activities you used to enjoy. So many of those point to grief. That's physical and emotional symptoms. Y'all ready? Let's go into cognitive symptoms of grief. This is things that happen in your thought process. Ah, guess what? We're going to get to those right after this break. I hope you're enjoying this show, y'all. This is such a power-packed show because you might be grieving. And today, we're going to declare that grief is going to come to an end. We'll be right back here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Myself.
I surrender to you.
Yeah.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time.
Yeah.
But I'll trust.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. I can make it.
Through the tears and the pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through the heartache and rain. I'll trust you.
Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe.
Everything that I see tells me not to believe. But I'll trust you, Lord. You have never failed me. My past still comes.
happened to me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind. And
I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life, oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
I need to know you're here.
Through the tears.
Through the tears and the pain. Through the heartache and rain.
Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry.
Through the heartache and rain.
Come on, take it up. Through the tears. Oh, that's right, through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up. But God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in. But I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. Come on, fire. Say, I trust you. Oh, God, I just lost my job, but I got more bills than money, but oh, God, I will.
Open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Your simple song.
Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord. Yeah. Now say, all of the glory. Yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here and say, you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord,
you deserve
I say
it.
From the depths of my heart, Lord,
you
I say
it.
With a tear rolling down my face, when I'm on bended knees, I'll say, oh Lord, you deserve it.
But come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
All the glory,
all the glory,
and all the honor,
all the honor,
and all the praise.
Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, oh, oh.
Can you believe it? We are almost to the end of the show. This show goes so fast. This is Bishop Kevin Fulmer. You listen to Bishop Kevin Fulmer Radio Show on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Not your ordinary praise. This is not your ordinary radio show. Listen, we've been talking about grief and how you can be grieving and not know it. And I want to make sure that you talk to me, talk back to me at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Bishop Foreman. If you hit me up on Snapchat, it's Dr. D-R-K-E-V-I-N Foreman, Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, we were just about to talk about the cognitive things that happen in your mind as it relates to the symptoms of grief. Right before we do that, listen, we want to give you an opportunity to have some input right here on our show. So the intro of our show, if you are somebody that's gifted musically, right, and you can make beats, tracks, music, etc., or sing, whatever, we want to give you a shot to make a submission for your submission to be the new intro to our radio show. Yes, 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 yes. So all you got to do, is make a 20 second or less sample of what it is. And when I say sample, an actual version of what it would be for us to use, what you create for the intro to our radio show. And if yours is selected and picked, not only will become our intro, but we're going to hook you up with a whole lot of Harvest swag that we're going to suit your way, as well as you're going to get a shout out on all of our social media platforms. And that's over 35-something thousand on Instagram, 20-something thousand on Facebook, and like 3,000-4,000, something like that on Twitter. So we're going to let the world know. And then, of course, it gets shared and all that. So we're going to let the world know, hey, so-and-so created this incredible jingle for our radio show. We're going to send you a ton of Harvest swag. And just like you heard that phone right there in the background, your phone is going to start beeping and you're going to start hearing from people, because I'm going to tell you, people pay attention to what we do. People pay attention to what Bishop Foreman is doing. And if they know we use you for our show, they're going to want to use you. So it's going to bring some great business your way. Guess what? If you want to do that, if you want to submit your jingle sample for the beginning of our radio show, all we want you to do is email it to us at OTB, Office of the Bishop, OTB, at harvestchurch.church. I'm going to give it to you two more times, because I know you're probably one of them people who try to remember stuff, but this one you need to write down so you don't forget. This could be a game changer for you. Whenever we introduce people that we utilize to get things done, literally their business takes off. We're going to call it they got the Oprah effect. It's the Bishop Foreman effect. So you're going to have a lot of traffic, we imagine, coming your way. So 20-second jingle submitted for the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show. Listen, you can be as creative as you want to be. You can sing it. You can make a beat out of it. You can even spoken word it. Listen, get creative with it, guys. Shoot it our way, OTB at harvestchurch.church, OTB at harvestchurch.church. One more game, OTB at harvestchurch.church. And when you do that, if we select you, we're going to send you a bunch of Harvest swag, shirts, hats, so much more. And we're going to let the world know that we're using that jingle that you created for our show. And you can expect a lot of people to start coming your way to hitting you up. So if you're interested in that, shoot it over to us, OTB at harvestchurch.church. No more than 20 seconds. No more than 20 seconds, OTB at harvestchurch.church. Listen, we're talking about the cognitive signs of grief. If you have slow thinking or processing, you might be grieving. If you have difficulty making decisions, you might be grieving. Mental confusion, false daydreams, and flashbacks, where you start looking back over like old relationships and old situations and be like, that was so good. And it's false, because that ain't even what was happening. It's just that you're grieving. And when you're grieving, you look back at something as if it was good, even if it was bad. Here's some spiritual manifestations or symptoms of grief. Well, you have a sense of distance from God. Wow, that one's deep, because you can feel like, God, where are you? Where are you at? I feel so far from you. And some of that simply could be grief. Isolation from church. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to even watch online. We have a lot of people connected to Harvest that, because we don't have a physical location in their city or state, they watch us. They watch us in Indiana, Texas, California, Florida, all over Puerto Rico. I mean, it's amazing to see DC, Virginia, everywhere. We see people that watch us digitally. But you can be grieving. You're like, I don't even want to hear the word. I don't even want to hear the word. And feeling like you're angry at God. Socially, you can isolate yourself and withdraw. Now, if you're naturally a person that's to yourself, you wouldn't see that one. The difference would be, watch this, is that anytime that there is a time to be social, you'd be disinterested. You can be preoccupied with your own feelings. You can exclude other people, and it can bring marital and relationship stress. Yes, guys, grieving is real. And remember the paradox of grief. It doesn't have to be from something negative or bad. You can be grieving from something that is seemingly a good thing. And I want to encourage you, because we're just about out of time on the show. There's five steps and five stages, rather, to the grieving process. And I want to give them to you real quick, but then I want to give you some resources. So you got to listen to the end. I'm going to give you some resources that will help you to get through the grieving process. Today's show, I wanted to simply introduce to you that perhaps some of what you're feeling, perhaps some of what you're dealing with isn't the devil, and it isn't, something nefarious. It's simply a process of grief that, frankly, most people have never been taught about. I bet most people listening right now have never been taught this. I never even thought this was possible. And again, that's the difference you're going to get with Bishop Foreman and anything I do and anything I'm connected to is I'm after results, y'all. I want to see things work in your life. I don't just want to talk the talk. I want to walk the walk. I don't just want you to shout. I want you to see it. I don't just want you to praise, which is good, but I want you to possess it. I don't just want you to lift your hands, which is excellent. I want you to live it out. All right? Number one, denial. This is where you deny something happened. You can withdraw from your everyday routine. Second is anger. You start lashing out. You're asking the question, why? You can even get angry at who caused the loss, who caused the grief. You can get angry at yourself. Number three, bargaining. This is when you start bargaining with God. Like, God, I'll be a better person if this, or I shoulda, coulda, woulda. You'll start bargaining with yourself. Then four is depression. It's interesting because depression comes after anger, denial, and bargaining. Depression is where you feel like giving up, you don't care anymore. And depression is really unresolved discouragement. You let discouragement linger, so it turns into depression. You can actually feel numb during that stage of depression. And hear me, guys, and hear me clearly. Many people are in that stage of life where they are stuck in one of these stages of grief. And denial, nope, that didn't even happen. I don't even believe it. Anger, I'm mad about it. Bargaining, God, maybe we can do this, maybe this, maybe this, maybe that. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. And depression, I'm just numb. I'm just over it. Whenever you hear people talk about, I'm over it, I'm over it, I'm over it, it's often a sign that they are grieving deeply internally. And finally, acceptance. This is the last stage of grief recovery. And it's where you admit what's happening, but then you also properly process it. Guys, listen, this is such a loaded topic, but I wanted to just introduce it to you today to give you an opportunity to examine some areas of your life. You may be like, Bishop, you know what? The truth is, I got some areas of my life where I am absolutely grieving. And I got some areas of my life that, you know what? I didn't even think I was grieving, but after hearing today's show, God dog, I'm grieving. Like, Maine. Y'all remember that? Maine. That's what we say in Memphis. Maine. That's a southern word. Maine, I'm grieving. So I want to give you some resources. One, because of the faithful giving of the people of Harvest Church, there's literally over 1,000 messages available, listen to me, for free. No charge to you, no 99-cent download fee, no $3.99 download fee, totally free, available in our podcast. You can get that in our mobile app. Just text Harvest to 59769 to get our free mobile app. I'm going to give it to you two more times so you get it. Text the word Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, to the phone number 59769. And you can get our podcast. Secondly, our YouTube channel. It's over 1,000 free messages on our YouTube channel that speak to this. And I've done several series, or a couple of series rather, on grief and grief recovery. You have got to get your hands on, especially if you're just feeling out of it, or especially if you're not, you know, like you're not motivated like you normally are, or you're frustrated or angry. Anything we talked about today, I challenge you to get that series so you can heal. It'd be crazy for you to be in a place of healing and still have the same condition. Thirdly, I want to encourage you to consider setting up a one-on-one session with me. That's what I still do. As busy as my schedule is, we have hundreds of pastors and churches that we provide leadership for, and the Harvest Church and new locations that we're considering, and all the things that we're doing. I still believe in taking one-on-one time with people to see people live their best life. Listen, I ain't going back and forth with nobody, huh? Living my best life. Smile, church. So listen, at the end of the day, I still do that. You can set up that one-on-one session. Again, I keep sending you to our app because you can get connected to everything Bishop Foreman, everything Harvest Church in our app. Text Harvest to 59769. To get a hold of our app, and you can schedule a session right through there. And the offering that you would give for those sessions, it goes to what we call Harvest Missions. I remember one time somebody said, I got to pay to meet with Bishop. I said, oh, God, no, no. If you pay to meet with me, executives pay me a whole lot. To counsel them and give them directive and all of that. You're not paying to meet with me. You're sowing an offering. And what it does is it goes to Harvest Mission. So I'm just telling you that up front. So when you get there, you know what it's about and you'll know why we do it. And to God be the glory, we've given over $265,000 towards Harvest Missions efforts in America and beyond. And it's because in part of these sessions that we do. So I still make the time available to do one-on-one sessions with people because to me, it's important. I love people. I am the people's bishop. Yes. So I love people. And guess what? I love and believe in you. You're like, Bishop, you don't even know me. How are you going to say you love me? Love is a choice. It's a decision. It's not an emotion or feeling. And in me doing what I do is an extension of my love for God's people, number one. And I love for people, period. I shouldn't just say God's people because it's an extension of my love for people. And frankly, it's an extension of my love for God. You know what I mean? Listen, guys, we hit some deep stuff today, right? Great show. Share it with somebody. Encourage somebody to watch us. Listen, we got some incredible shows coming up for you that are going to bring some great encouragement to you. Stay connected to us on social media at Bishop Foreman, BISHOPFOREMAN on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you're on Snapchat, DR, Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, until next time, this is the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Radio Network. Not your ordinary praise. I am not your ordinary preacher, not your ordinary pastor. This is not your ordinary radio show. Until next time, shalom.